Thank you, David. Well, thank you for being here. I will try to be innovative as well in the way I will present you the seafood supply chains, as the session is entitled Future Supply Chains. So I will try to be innovative by presenting you not slides, not only slides actually, but also a demo that is running on my computer. So I will switch to my computer screen in like 5 minutes, okay? So my name is Nicolas Pauve. Next slide, yes, thank you. First, to introduce the demo, this is based on a research project which is called WINGS. This is a French project. So we got funding by the government with partner from the academic side and as well from the solution provider, which is Orange and AFNIC, the French Registry of Internet. So you will understand the link, which is internet and the things, which in that case is seafood, so it's kind of fish. So I don't know if there is a lot of fisheries in Budapest, but
no.
But at least there is some, I guess, customers or consumers who likes to eat fish, and it's more about customer oriented. So it's more about as a consumer, what can I expect about the plate I have with the fish, in terms of freshness, in terms of logistics, actually. It's a simulator, so we are simulating events. We are trying to adapt it from the real world, but it's just a simulator. Okay. However, it's based on the good thing. It's based on open source software. So if you have an interest into using it by yourself, feel free to contact me afterwards, and I can send you some details to install the tools. And if you have an interest just to look it after, into the website, wings.project.fr, you have a kind of data capture, a movie capture of the demo. So you can watch it from your home if you want. Last one, it's standard-based platform. I will show you, it's not very sexy, but this is technical, okay? We have many servers and piece of software. What is important to understand, it's the need for standards, what is explained before by Brendan or by David. The piece of software are standardized by what we call discovery service or EPCIS servers. So it means that the interface between all different components meets standards, which are published by JS1. This is actually just an illustration of the demo. One simple use case could be that one, okay? So I start with a fishery, which is, for example, based in Sweden. It catch fish and it send it to Quimper in France for being processing. For example, we can take salmon. We don't have a lot of salmon in France, so most of the salmon are coming from Norway, Sweden, Iceland. So let's take it with salmon from Sweden. However, we got a processor in France, so we got industry. We take the salmon and cut the head and make it a product for being eaten by the consumer. And anyway, so the salmon is product and sent to a distributor, which sell it to, for example, Roma in Italy. So this is what we call a supply chain, okay? From the catch to the point of sales. Very simple supply chains. Another simple sample could be much more complex, with a fish coming from Alaska, sent to Shanghai for being processing, sent to Hong Kong for being selling, and that fish is sold by a company in Chicago, and then finally sent to Brussels in Belgium for being consumed to the supermarket. It's not science fiction, you know. It's business, you know. It's true. So no more talks. I will connect with the demo. Like this? No. Yes. Okay. So, do you recognize? This is exactly the same what I show you. The difference is this is currently running, so that's why you can see sometimes some whoa. Okay, I will have to launch again. Sorry. Simulator, don't worry. Okay, sorry about that. So there it is. So as you can see, it's working. Of course, we illustrate through many supply chains. So we got many, many different links between the fisheries to the point of sales, which are here. Retailer in Belgium, actually I got two retailers, one in Roma, one in Belgium. And this is business, so of course, the link between the supply chain are not fixed. I mean that a retailer in Belgium can buy fish from Alaska, or from nowhere, or from different places. So this is many, many, what we call extended supply chains with many different business relationships. And the idea is to say, okay, I'm a consumer, so I'm here, I'm at the cashier, I buy my product, and I would like to know about the product. I mean, where does it come from? When it was catched, by who? I would like to know, you know, because I'm very sensitive about my food, and so I need some information. So based on the supply chains and based on the standards used by the companies, the idea is to publish these events related to my fish. So I hope that it's going to work because I restarted. So here, this is all the products that have been sold to the consumer for like 45 minutes. Okay, I launched the demo first time at the beginning of the sessions. So I have many, many products that have been from the fisheries through the point of sales. So I will query one product. Let's take it the first one, for example. I make a tracing event. And here, this is. It was live, it's not a fact, or okay, it was running. So what it displayed is a map with the history of the fish based on the identification of the fish, and I will explain you later the importance of that identifier. And here you can see the history of my fish, of my product. So you can see that first, it is what we call an event, okay, related to a product. In the JS1 language, this is what we call an EPCIS event, because this is based on the EPCIS standards, which is structure it. So in the standards, you have what we call the what, the when, the where, and the why of each event. So here you have all the four dimensions. So the what is, of course, the identification of the fish. So what is, again, in the JS1 what we call a serialized GTIN, a global trade item number. And we have a lot of information. So for example, I have the where based on identification, a global location number, and I have also some disposition related to that product. So you can see that you have what we call a business process, a business step, which is commissioning. So it means that the fisherman commission a tag to the product. So it means that actually he make it and introduce the produce to the supply chains. As a second step, you can see that it has been sent to France for being processing. So that's why you have two events here, because you have the events related to the raw fish and the event related to the final product, okay? So you have what we call an aggregation event. Anyway, and finally, you can see all the different link. And finally, let's make it short. And whoops. Here you have the final event with the business process, which is retail selling and disposition retail sold. So it means that the product has been sold to the consumer. So I will just illustrate through one use case. I can do more, but I think I will be short of time. Or can I will try to make another one, a funnier one. Let's take another identification number. Okay. So this one, for example. Okay. So here you can see. Yes. Yes, you can see it will be more logical like this. Yes. Anyway, I will explain because just a way of software. But here you can see all the complex scenario, which is completely crazy in terms of carbon footprint, for example, in terms of environmentally. Scenario, because I guess that my fish won't be very fresh, and it will cost a lot for the planet in terms of carbon footprint. So I guess in that scenario, the partner, business partner, won't display the map to the consumer. Okay, of course. So I'll be back to my slides just to conclude. It's not a simulator only. It has been implemented 2 years ago in Sweden, Norway, and Iceland. So maybe you have heard about that project. This is a European project called eTrace. And the sunset meeting. So actually the meeting closed was ended like 1 month ago. So it was a 2 year project and they use that standard and that scenario to display the map to the consumer into real shop. So what they actually see is very funny. It's not funny, it's very business interesting, business interest, because with the fish, with the map, the sales were much more bigger. So they sell much more fish with the traceability data displayed to the consumer. So it makes a lot of sense for the, of course, for the partners. And this is a win-win situation between the producer, among all the supply chain partners to the retailers. And this is quite different because traceability is still, for a lot of companies, it means regulation, it means constraints, it means cost. And what they show, it is that it could be different, traceability could be revenue. So this is one first lesson they learned. The other lesson is about standard, of course. The guy from Metro this morning explained that a key enabler is a serialized JTIN. Of course, you do need to have one single standard to mark your product, and you do need to serialize. This is one condition for the traceability. And I guess this is one condition for the future supply chains. And standards is a key enabler for the future supply chains. And last one is about better decision. If you have a single interpretation of your data between all the partners, you can do improve your decisions and better decision to the consumer. This is also very important, and this is again what the guy from Metro said. Future supply chain have to be, he said, customer oriented, or this is a case success. So this is the lessons I can discuss with you if you have any questions.
Yes. Thank you very much. So, is there any questions from the other side? Yeah.
Thank you very much. It was a very interesting scenario, but could you explain how each fish is identified? Does each fish have its own EPC code?
Each package of fish, yes.
Each package?
Yes. You know, when you go to the shop, today you have what we call EIN-13. So it's only identifies a class of product. So you don't have serialized product. But with EPC code into RFID or with data matrix, you can have that serialized number. And for example, if we take the healthcare in France, since January 1st, all the package of drugs got the data matrix with a lot number. So you have actually that condition is already there. So that's why for me, the condition of this concept of paradigm of Internet of Things could be exist today.
Okay, but we identify packages, not fishes, yeah?
Yeah, packages, okay. Of course, yeah. Okay. So, yeah.
And could you tell us how many companies use such the solution now?
Now, it was implemented into pilot in three countries. So it means a pilot, it's only like two or three companies get agreeing on that scenario. And that's it. I don't have any knowledge about a real company that is using it for seafood.
Okay, thank you.
But I hope to come back and to have some news about that.
Other questions? I may have one. Are you aware of what kind of identifications are they using or they used in the pilot project? I mean, was it RFID or was it?
It was RFID. Mm. However, I think it could be implemented by, for example, barcodes with data matrix. Or what we have in logistics, this is 128. This is the name of a barcode technology, which is used for tagging the pallets. So we can imagine that scenario with a barcode technology.